Well, Daryl, season launch is upon us. 2 weeks' time, we'll be back here at Donington, and you're taking on your first full season in the British Touring Car Championship. Are you looking forward to it? That's a silly question. I know you are, aren't you?
100%. 100%. I'm looking forward to it. It was nice to get half a year done last year, so I could see the format and how the races are. But yeah, I just can't wait to get back out on track tomorrow, and then 2 weeks' time is the big one, the first race. So yeah, really excited.
What were the big learnings? That's not very good grammar, is it? What did you learn most from last season?
I think sort of the style of the races. I think as well, learning the front wheel drive as well. I've done a bit before in the old Audi. But just the procedures and like getting heat into the rear tyres when all the load is in the front, the crossovers, the race starts, that side of thing I learned, but it was just it was amazing. Honestly, I learned so much from last year, and I just can't wait to take that knowledge into this year and see what we can do. Yeah,
that just very briefly going back to last year, the first time you sat on the grid, waiting for the lights to go out, what was going through your mind?
To make sure my brake button was working, because I didn't want to creep on the line. So that was my first thought, to try and nail the start. But it was nice to see, it was at Crofton, it was nice to see the crowd, the atmosphere. Honestly, it was all amazing. So yeah, I just can't wait to get the season going.
Absolutely, and get some miles under your belt. Now, you've got the new hybrid to look forward to this year, which is going to be something, isn't it? That extra, what's now being called push to pass, basically, that extra boost. That's going to be something to get your head around, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. It's a lot more powerful this year, probably have to be a bit more strategic in the races. I remember last year I just kept burning it all at the start of the race and then having nothing at the end. But it would definitely be interesting. It would definitely make the races more interesting, because it's another thing you have to keep mind of strategy wise. So yeah, I just can't wait till it all goes, really.
I guess it's all going to change every driver's approach, isn't it, as to when to use it, how you use it, and having to be very much aware of other cars around you who are have got that extra push to pass ability.
Yeah, it's whether you use and burn it all at the start of the race or towards the end of the race. It is very strategic, and it's hard to judge as well, because you don't know where you're going to end up in the later stages of the race. So it's a hard one to call. But again, that's why I'd say make the racing this year more sort of strategic and intense. But I can't wait to get on with it, really, and just get racing.
Now, as we're sat here chatting, tomorrow is test day, but look at what's running down the windows here. Now, it is pouring down, and we've had wet races at Donington for season openers before. Just about Donington, you like the circuit?
Yeah, I like Donington. I probably do it the most out of the UK track, so quite confident. But yeah, I'm hoping this rain goes away, because going down Craner curves when it's wet is not a very...
Yeah, and that's flat down there, isn't it? You've got to hang on for dear life. That's proper wet, isn't it? But hopefully tomorrow you'll get some dry running. As for the rest of the circuits, do you have a favourite? You said you like Donington, but do you have a favourite circuit?
I think every circuit has its, I'll say, pros and cons. I like Knockhill, because it's very undulating, and hitting the curb at the chicane and just taking flight is quite cool. But I always like Brands GP. I think Brands GP, if I had to say, would be my favourite, because I just love the layout. Like, to extract a lap time out of it, everything has to be perfect, because if you go over the limit, then it's your lap ruined pretty much, and there's a chance of you going in the wall. But but yeah, Brands GP, I'd say is my favourite, because when you do extract a lap time out of it, it's just a really good feeling. It's a nice relief,
Yeah. For years, everybody has said that qualifying is critical, and more critical on certain circuits. But for you, I guess solidity in your performances, consistency in your performances, particularly in qualifying, is going to be really important to you this year.
Yeah, I think qualifying is very important, because it sets where you are for the race and where you start. For me, my mindset into qualifying is to just extract everything I can out of my performance, the car. Just try and get the fastest lap time I can, possibly, without burning the tyres. Because if you have a slide on your first push lap, then it's hard to get back in the rhythm, and it's so that for me is my approach to qualifying, to just extract everything I can.
Yeah, absolutely, and draw on everything that you learned from last season as well, I guess. I mean, you've got that under your belt now. You're not coming into this as a rookie. You've got, you know, some experience under your belt, which must be a reassurance to you.
Yeah, it's amazing, to be honest. Having 6 months racing in the touring car series, it's been a very, very big learning curve. So, yeah, I can't wait to just take that experience and what I've learned from last year into this year and to try and push for some good results.
Yeah, and to develop your racecraft even more, of course. I mean, you know, you're still really young and have a really good future ahead of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the learning bit of this year as well. I mean, you would love to win the championship. Everybody would like to. Realistically, possibly you may not, but the learning that you can get out of this year will be huge.
Yeah, it's. I think every driver wants to win the championship. Yeah,
of course you do.
But it's just about learning. It's, you know, the more years you race, the more you learn, the better driver you become, the more experience you have. Yeah. So for me, it's just another year of just pushing myself to what I can and to learn from it, really.
Yeah. What sort of support do you have at race weekends? Is a whole trail of people who follow you around and scream trackside for you?
So I've got a few partners that will come to the rounds. My family's big support, and the screaming you're referring to is probably my mum.
She's quiet. Sat quietly in the corner at the moment. She's being well behaved.
Yeah. So it's nice to have that support. Yeah. Because it is nice to have support. But yeah, they're the main support, and I just can't thank them all for it.
Absolutely. And it should be your mum who shouts loudest for you.
Yeah.
That's the rules. They are the rules. Trust me, we do lots of other things, and it's always the mums that shout the loudest. Yeah. It's really good to see you back. You're obviously looking forward to the season. I hope you have an absolutely fantastic season. Just before I let you go, at this start of the year, we do a little bit of fun at the end of the interviews. A couple of questions. I've got 5 questions in front of me. You need to choose 2. So you need to choose 2 numbers between 1 and 5, okay. And that'll be your surprise questions.
All right.
First one. Which one do you want to choose? Choose a number between 1 and 5.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. We'll go 1 and 4. Let's go 1 and 4.
Right, number 1 is, what does it say for occupation on your passport?
I've got a UK passport.
Yeah, so what does it say? Well, you have to put something like an occupation in it.
To be honest, I don't even know.
There you go. Put professional racing driver, that would be good. Yeah. And number 4 was your other one, was it?
Yeah, number four.
Okay, which would you rather be, rich or famous?
Oh, I'd rather be rich, to be honest.
I think you're in good company there, to be fair. Absolutely. Have a brilliant season, Darryl. No doubt we'll chat throughout the year.
Thank you very much. Thank you.